chairs at the front.
Now that we've finished arranging the furniture, I'll call our little gathering here to order. My name is Tom Berger, and I'm conducting what we call the Alaska Native Review Commission. My job is to go around to every region of Alaska and to find out what people think about the Native Land Claim Settlement that was passed by Congress back in 1971. Under that land claim settlement, Alaska Native people received 44 million acres of land and $962.5 million. Corporations, Native corporations, were set up, and they hold the land and they manage the money. And 13 years have passed, and some people thought it would be a good idea to go around to every region to find out what Alaska Natives and other Alaskans, non-Native Alaskans, think about the settlement. Now, I'm not here representing the government of the United States or the government of Alaska. I was asked to do this by the Inuit Circumpolar Conference, which is an organization of Eskimos from Alaska, Canada, and Greenland. And I have also, the work I'm doing is co-sponsored by the World Council of Indigenous People, which is an organization of Indian people from North and South America. Now, I've been going around the state. I've held about 30 meetings now in villages and towns all over the state, and I've had about 600 or 700 people speak at these meetings, so I'm learning a lot. People have told me how they feel about the Alaska Native Land Claims Settlement Act of 1971. In some places I've been, some villages and towns that I've been, people are very unhappy. They don't think it was a good settlement, and they think some pretty important changes in it have to be made. In other places, people are not as concerned about it. But some of the main concerns are that I might just tell you about are these. The land that Alaska Natives received is land that is held by the Native corporations, and the Native corporations have shareholders. Every Native person holds, this isn't universally true, but more or less roughly, every Native person holds 100 shares in the village corporation and 100 shares in the regional corporation. Now, that is every native person who was born before 1971, because the children born since 1971 don't have the right to be enrolled as shareholders. They might, when their parents die, acquire shares from their parents. They might not. But in any event, they don't have any right themselves now to be enrolled as shareholders in these corporations. And just about everywhere I've gone, I think in virtually every village I've been, people have been unhappy about that, and they've said, why were the children left out of this settlement? Why don't they have the right to be enrolled as shares and to enjoy the benefits of the Act? Well, one of the things Congress did was this. They said that only Native people could hold shares in these corporations until 1991. But they said after 1991, these shares can be sold, so that if there are no changes made in the law, then after 1991, the shares in these Native corporations would be shares that could be sold just like shares in any corporation in the United States of America. And that would mean that outside corporations, big corporations from Anchorage or Seattle or New York or Japan, might decide to try to take over some of these Native corporations and might begin to buy up shares in them with the idea of taking them over. Well, in a lot of the places I've been where Native people think of their land as something to be passed on from one generation to the next, people have talked about that and they're worried about it and they would like something done about it. But there's another point of view, and I think that point of view should be expressed as well. We were just at Sand Point yesterday and held a hearing there, and some of the people there said, well, we have shares in Native corporations, we're Native people, but we're also Americans, and we think that after 1991, we should be able to sell our shares, though that's our right as an American. It's a free enterprise system. Those shares are our property, and nobody should restrict our right to sell them to anybody we want to sell them to. And that's another point of view. Well, I'd like to know what you think about it all. Then there's another point that comes up, and that relates, that is this. A lot of the land that Native people hold in this state, the corporations have a lot of land in this state, but it doesn't earn revenue, and a lot of it is used for subsistence. I know here in the Aleutians, people are engaged in commercial fishing. I suppose you do some subsistence hunting and fishing, but in other parts of the state, Native people are greatly dependent on subsistence hunting and fishing, and they want to keep their land for that purpose. But under this legislation, in the years to come, the legislation could be taxed. A property tax could be imposed by the state or by a borough government or even a city government. And people feel that land used for subsistence won't generate any revenue. They won't be able to pay the taxes, and they could lose the land that way. And then there's the question of Native sovereignty or self-government. A lot of Native people have been saying, well, we should have the right to govern ourselves, our own villages, our own communities, and to regulate subsistence activities ourselves. And that's what is called the Native sovereignty movement, and we've heard from a lot of people about that wherever we've gone. Well,
yeah.
Well, I know I'm doing a lot of talking, but I really do intend to stop and invite you people to say something. But yeah, right. No, it's quite all right. I was just going to say, and we'll get back to that. I was just going to say that what I'm doing here now today is this. I want to hear what you think of the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. How has it worked out here in Unalaska or on the Aleutians or anywhere else that you're familiar with? How have the Native corporations worked out? What are the good points and the bad points? What do you think about 1991? What do you think about the question of the sale of shares? What is more important to you, preserving Native land in Native hands or selling the shares and obtaining the benefits from selling them? And what do you think about, if it's something that people ever talk about here, I don't know, but if they do, maybe you could tell me what you think about the idea of Native sovereignty and where it's going. Yeah.
Well, this is one corporation that's not, doesn't have an effect of trying to protect itself or something like that. And what becomes of that if it doesn't have an all, something like fishing and things like that. Look at Nikolsky, just running fairly, say thoroughly, that's on a thin wolf table.
So well, let's come back to that later. I would, in a minute, I'm going to invite you to come to that microphone and ask your questions so we get them on the record. I'll just finish what I was about to say. This is Jim Sykes, who travels with me, and he takes down everything that's said on tape. Because after I've finished all this traveling around, I intend to write a report about ANCSA, the claim settlement, about the question of Native land and Native corporations and 1991 and the sale of shares, taxation of land, Native sovereignty. And I'm going to base it on what people say at meetings like this. That's why he's taking all this down on tape, and then he's going to have it typed up. And my report will be made public in the summer of 1985, and it'll be sent to you. And I hope it will be useful to Alaska Native people in deciding what they're going to do for the future. So I should also say Mary Kenswick is traveling with me, who helped organize this meeting, and my wife Beverly is also traveling with us, the lady sitting over there. So we're here now to listen to what you have to say, and to, if you have any questions or comments, to respond to those. And we'll be meeting here this afternoon until 5 o'clock, and then we're coming back at 7 o'clock tonight to start again, and we'll carry on tonight as long as you want. So if you'd like to say something, and I hope you do, if you don't mind, maybe you'd just come up to this microphone here in this chair and just speak there so it can go over the microphone and be transcribed. The only other thing I should say is that Phil Tudiakoff, I think, was to be our first witness today, but he's written to me to say that he is, of course, in Washington, D.C., in connection with the claim for reparations, and very much regrets that he couldn't be here today. And I, myself, do regret that Mr. Tudiakoff couldn't be with us today. But if you'd like to start, sir, please go ahead and.
I don't know too much about it. I was wondering if Vincent Tudiakoff might have been here.
No, he wrote me and said he had to be in Washington, D.C. for this reparations claim. So.
Question.
Yeah.
How long does this questions you ask?
Do you want to take the mic? Do you want to take the mic over?
If you have any questions, I got to ask some questions, or you asked if I had questions, right?
But maybe you take the mic to this gentleman.
We're just going to bring the mic to you, sir, and maybe you could just give us your name to start with and where you're from.
Yeah, my name is Willie Tillanoff, and I'm from Nikolsky, Alaska, and I represent Chiluk Corporation and Nikolsky.
Right, and you had a question.
Yeah, there is. There's several questions which aren't involved. Does this make any... does this experience... What kind of question you were asking the first time before your last one? I beg your pardon, sir.
Gee, you got me. I forget what exactly I was...
It was like a question. It was said, though, but other than that... No, I think Aleut and things like that, they have their language and their knowledge of living. And they know how to eat without being told, you know. They have it. And that's the first subject I had in mind. Would it concern that?
Well, maybe we could return to that. I think the gentleman next to you had a question earlier about leasing. Was that... maybe you could just let us have your name to start with.
My name is Michael Canop, and I live out... I live up Captain's Bay in... on my dad's property. I have a couple questions, too, but I'll get back to the other one. What I was wondering about, you know, like... You know, you're talking about taxing and stuff like on leasing and subsistence, and I was wondering if we had to go through our own corporation to do that. But I was wondering, let's see, if we did take up some land, you know, like what about this? Like you said, this, you're giving out the land. You know, this corporation has to. We're getting a land grant, you know. I don't really know how much land they got here or what they can claim. See, my dad already has some land. I live on it up to Captain's Bay, and it's claimed underneath the old Homestead Act, you know. Mm. And I go through the BIA with that, but if I wanted to get, you know, land of my own, like, say, further outside, you know, around the island here, you know, I'd have to go through the corporation, but I'd hate to get land and have to pay taxes or anything like that, even if I had to lease it, you know.
Well, there is no statewide property tax now. Yeah. What I was saying was that, and I'm talking about the land the corporations hold.
Yeah.
Right now, that land can't be taxed unless it's leased or developed. But in the years after 1991, it will be possible to tax it, even if it's only used for subsistence. That's the concern that people have in many of the other villages. As regards... obtaining further land for yourself under the Homestead Act, that's something that it's up to you to pursue or not as you wish. As far as native allotments are concerned, they were abolished back in 1971.
Okay, was there a guy who was supposed to be from BIA and a BLM, or was supposed to have been here too?
No, sometimes they turn up, sometimes they don't, but we are here to listen to people who are shareholders in the corporation.
Well, this is all shareholders.
And members of the native community here at Unalaska or in the other villages. Uh-huh. And, of course, non-natives, too. And we want to know what they think about the land claim settlement and these other issues that I mentioned earlier.
Yeah, okay. What about this 1991? What about, you're talking about the share and stuff, how they, that would have to be worked through the corporation, too, and that, you know, to...
Well, right now, if you've got shares in your local village corporation and in the regional corporation, after 1991, if you're able to sell your shares and enough people decide to sell their shares, then somebody else, a non-native or an oil company or somebody, could come along and buy up a majority of shares and wind up owning the corporation and owning the native land. Yeah. That's one side of it. The other side is, if you can sell your shares after 1991, maybe you can get some money for them and fix up your house or buy a snow machine, if they use those here, or a fishing boat or whatever. But if enough people sell, then they'll lose control of their native corporation and they'll lose control of their land. That's their native land. That's the that's one of the issues.
Okay. I have another question, I'll let you know.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, would anybody else like to speak? And please feel free to come forward here to the microphone. Or if you'd like Mary to, she can bring the microphone back to where you're seated. But yeah, it works a little better if you come to the front and speak from this microphone.
If you had animals living on four hoofs and things like that, do you have a right to sell them during that time you're corporation dead?
Well,
I mean, after you clean them up and all that and things like that, was that authorized during the land's claim and things like that? You know, it's like mutton or beef or anything like that. Oh, it's on my land. I'll clean up and I'll sell it to you. Is that right, or is that legal, or is that illegal?
Well, you can raise cattle on your own land, and you can sell it provided it's inspected and approved by the Department of Agriculture.
That's my curiosity only.
Yeah.
I think what he's getting at, you know, in the culture, they owe, you know, the sheep ranch out there, you know, and they do sell, you know.
Not often, but rarely. And of course I know when they kill these reindeers off at the end of our island, at Umnak Island, that's this way, but you know, end of this island here, going southwest, and fishing boats always talk, you know, I could listen to them on, you know, and it's, you know, on the radio and listen to them and say, oh, I killed some animals. I'm going to go ashore and pick them up. I wonder if it's cattle or caribou. And
well,
if they catch them and things like that, would they be sorry? If they get caught doing that, would it be no good?
I don't know the answer to that, I'm afraid.
I think that caribou was put out there by a government.
Yes, it was planted at Polski village, but they escaped to the east end of the island.
They live on the south end, you know. The caribou mostly hang out on the northern end of the Polski.
They like that green berry bush things, and that's what they live on, actually. That's, I recognize, I go there. I've been there seven times, I guess. Take a horse, and I take a jeep, and chase them over. No, it don't work. They go right back where they were. So I can't train them what to do.
Right.
Several thousands. They counted once about 3,000 some out head at Rome, that's area of Umnak Island. Umnak Island, yeah, my island. So it's good cause for approval of us.
You might, well, would anybody else like to ask a question or make a contribution about some of these issues? We can bring the microphone back to where you're seated if you prefer that. Yes.
While there are so many young people here, you might address the issue of non-new shareholders, that the shareholders were cut off as a certain age, a certain date.
Yes, well, I did mention that. That the native children born after 1971 did not receive shares. And that's a concern, and I would be interested in knowing how people here feel about that.
What was Georgia, the village? You went through a lot of villages, you said, about Tommy?
Yes, about 30.
And what was the majority of the concern about this 1991 share and stuff like they were trying to sell? Was there a lot of the village that were concerned about that? Or?
Yes, everybody's concerned about it.
Majority of them.
They have, most people have raised their concern about keeping the land. That seems to be what they feel very strongly about. So they feel that Alaska Natives should not sell their shares after 1991,
uh-huh.
And they feel that it may be that the corporations should be able to buy back the shares of the people who want to sell out. They're also concerned about taxation of land. They feel their land, if it's only used for subsistence, should never be taxed by the government. And they also feel that their children, born since 1971, should all have the same right to participate in the settlement as the older people do. And woven through all of that is a whole series of proposals that people have made. Some of them have said, well, let's get Congress to pass a law that says no one can sell their shares after 1991. Then the corporations will always remain in native hands.
Yeah.
Some say, well, we don't think the corporations are institutions that are suited to native people, at least for holding their land. So some people have said, let's separate the land from the corporations and turn the land over to our tribal governments, our IRA governments, our traditional councils, and let the tribal government hold the land for us, because it can't ever be taken over by outsiders. It doesn't have to pay taxes and on subsistence lands, and all the children are members of the tribe as soon as they're born, so they participate. And some others have said, well, isn't there some other way? Maybe we can work out a trust arrangement for holding the land in the future. There's a lot of ideas being being brought up, and I want to think about them all, and I want to know how people feel about these questions.
Yeah, what about, like you're talking about land, you know, like non-Alaskans, you know, that would go underneath the old government deal, or is that...
Yeah, I'm not really dealing with that.
You're not dealing with that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see, I have another question here. That has something to do with the BIA. I can't ask you that. I'll have to wait till I talk to... Well, I can talk to Charlie Bunch here in Anchorage, and I know him pretty well.
Okay.
He's head of that. And what actually I wanted to talk to is, you know, Bureau of Land Management people there about the property on my dad's property, you know. Okay, nothing much else other than that, I guess. There's a few, like you said, will turn over, like, their land, or what about their concern about selling their stock? Was there very many people on that, you know, like selling their shares, or?
Yeah, that's what people have talked about everywhere we've been.
Yeah, but, you know.
You wouldn't go for what?
I wouldn't go for, you know, selling shares or anything like that.
You're a shareholder here in
Alaska.
So So you feel that people shouldn't sell their shares, is that it?
Yeah, it's my opinion anyway. I don't know about anybody else. You have to come up and say it. Okay.
Thanks.
Well, I'm going to take my jacket off. It's getting warm in here.
Well, I'm glad all these students are here, and I hope that I've been able to explain this a little bit. The meeting is one, however, where we want to hear from the people living here, and so I hope that some of you will feel free to come forward, even if it means you you have to withstand the scrutiny of these local scholars. Mary?
I would like to ask you a question.
Could we have your name first for the record?
Anne McGlasson.
Yeah.
I've been here since 1947, so I don't know too much about how people used to live here before I come here. Anyway, when I first got here, I thought it was a beautiful paradise place, you know. Everything is just like your own, you know. I came from a reservation where you're under government.
Where did you come from?
St. George Island, Pribilof Island.
Oh, yes.
So we were oppressed by the government and the church. We were ruled by them both. So when I first come here, I thought, boy, this was paradise. You know, everything is free. And I've been here ever since. Well, what I wanted to find out was there a question about selling your own stock? Just like me and my husband, we're both old and sick, you know. We just don't have very long to live, I don't think. So we just wondered if you sell our stock, they probably think we're after money.
Well, you've raised one of the questions that keeps coming up, ma'am, and that is this settlement came in 1971.
Mm-hmm.
All that we ever heard about it, I come from Canada, and I spent 3 years in the Canadian Arctic in the 1970s going to villages to talk to Native people about their land claims, and then I made recommendations to the government about settling land claims in Canada, and I think that's why they asked. Some of the native people and the ICC wanted me to come here and hold these meetings here. But I must be losing my mind. I forgot exactly. Oh, the issue of the elders, yes. Well, anyway, look, you had your land claim settled in 1971. Congress passed a law and they said, this is the settlement for the Alaska Natives. And I can tell you that in Canada and the lower 48, everybody heard that you got a lot of money and a lot of land, and everybody said, aren't they fortunate, those Alaska Natives? They're all millionaires now. Well, I've found, going around to the villages, that many people say they really didn't get anything out of it.
No.
There were a few checks at the beginning, and occasionally now there is a dividend check, but the idea that people were going to get money just didn't work out. And wherever I've gone, people have said, well, we're really concerned that the older people who have worked all their lives, and many of them fought for a land claim settlement, they haven't got anything out of it. 1971 was a long time ago, 13 years have passed, and they've said, couldn't there be some special benefits for the elders? Well, that's one of the problems with when Congress said that they would give the money and the land to the corporations, that's a problem because corporations can't discriminate in favor of the elders. If the corporations are going to give money to the elders, they've got to give it to everybody else. Mm-hmm. And so that's why people have been raising this question and saying, isn't there some changes we could make to help the elders?
Yeah, I noticed in one area they're giving $100 a month to ones over 65 years old because it will hurt the other ones because of the Medicaid and state assistance and all that stuff.
Well, you've raised an important point. If you were to figure out a way of giving these benefits to the elders, it wouldn't be very helpful if it was used as a reason for making them ineligible for other benefits. So that has to be approached very carefully.
Yeah, I've just been curious about that, that's all.
Maybe you might just take the mic. Yes, there's a...
Is there?
Maybe you could just give us your name to start
yes,
with.
Yes, my name is Julia Dushkin. I'm from Unalaska. Is there a difference between the corporation and a regional corporation?
Well,
like
the village...
You have 100 shares in the corporation and you have 100 shares in your regional corporation. Is that two different things right there?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Two different corporations. The village corporation, I own some land around here, I take it. The regional corporation owns some land throughout the Aleutian.
Okay, if somebody, I'm just saying, if you sell, your 100 shares to somebody else, if you're going to sell it, is there a difference between, you could sell that 100 shares and then you can keep the other 100 shares from your regional or vice versa?
Sure. Or you could, No, you could sell 50 shares in the village corporation and keep 50 for yourself. We're assuming that most people, if they sell their shares in the village corporation, would sell all 100 shares. Anybody buying the shares, presumably, would want the shares in order to acquire control of the corporation, so presumably would want all the shares you have.
Okay, thank you. That was on my mind.
Question back here.
When we're talking about chairs and are we talking about federal money and Alaska state money? Or is federal, state, and Alaska state money, will it be different after 1991?
Well, after 1991, the federal government will still be there, and so will the state government, and the federal government presumably will still be providing health services, and the state government providing schools, and we're talking about what Alaska Natives intend to do with their shares, what they want to do to keep their land, if they do want to keep it, after 1991. That's really what seems to be at the bottom of all this. And maybe I could ask Ms. McGlasson a couple of questions, because just because you...
Those were the first federal revenue
Yeah, well, that'll still be there. I was just going to ask this lady a couple of questions. You said you came here from the Pribilofs after the war. Mm-hmm. And about how many people were living here then? This was a big army base, I gather, was it?
Yeah, there was still army here, and Coast Guards, Air Force, and all that. They were still here besides the town people.
I see. And when did they leave?
Early 50s, I think.
Well, you're a shareholder in the local corporation here.
Yeah.
How many shareholders are there approximately?
It's probably 280 as far as I know.
Have you served on the board of directors in the past?
In which?
In the village corporation?
No, not in a corporation.
Let me ask you this. Have you received dividends from the village corporation?
I don't know if it was once or twice since it started.
And is the village corporation engaged in business in town? Or if I were to ask you, well, what does it do, you know, what business is it in, what would you say?
I think they're trying to build up their business, yes.
Yeah.
If you ask me what, I wouldn't know, but as far as I know, there is a sub-base where they're repairing boats, and I don't know if that's under that or not.
Yeah. Well, how do you feel about the question of the sale of shares? You said that you and your husband might feel that since you have not had any substantial benefits under this land settlement, that you might like to sell your shares to get something out of it.
It's just between him and I, so we can go to a warmer country.
Yeah. Well, you're moving south all the time, eh? From the Pribilofs to...
Yeah.
The,
Well, I don't care for big cities either, so I like this place.
Yeah.
It's just a talk between my husband and myself. We're talking about what would be best, you know. We probably be gone before 1991, too.
Oh, I doubt that.
I don't know.
Well, thanks. Maybe I could ask this other lady, Julie, a question. I was just going to ask you, are you a shareholder in the two corporations?
No, I ain't.
Oh, I see.
Yes, I am a shareholder of Chugach Native Association.
Oh, you're a shareholder of Chugach.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. Well, do you hold shares in any village corporation?
Right here in Unalaska. My gram deceased last July. And I have her 100 shares under Allied Corporation, also at large.
Oh, I see. I see. Well, how do you feel about this question about people selling their shares that we've been discussing?
I don't go for it. I feel that the natives should have it for themselves. If it was the native land, they...